following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Well, hi everybody, and welcome to another Refuge Daily Devotional. This is Mike Rogers once again with you. Thanks for tuning in, and today I'd like to share with you just a little bit about the Holy Spirit. You know, the third part of the Trinity, the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And my devotion today is based on that. And it was Jesus speaking to his disciples in John's Gospel. We read in chapter 16, verses 8 and 9. At this point, Jesus is letting them know that he's only going to be with them a little bit longer, and he's going to have to leave, and physically talking about that. But that he needed to do that because the Holy Spirit was going to come. And he says to them, he says, when the Holy Spirit has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And in that case, he's talking about, or some translations will say a helper, and some will literally say an advocate, and that's the Holy Spirit's role as God in our lives. And so we see that the Holy Spirit is God himself, and he comes to live within us. And that would pose the question, well, why does he do that? Why does God come to live within us, this Holy Spirit? Well, first, the Holy Spirit comes to convict us of our sins. He makes us admit to ourselves that we are sinners. We cannot come to Christ unless the Holy Spirit convicts us of our sins. If we don't know that we're sinners, why would we even come to Christ? Why would we even consider that we have need of a Savior? He also convinces us of the truth about Christ as our Savior. So he gives us the truth. So we see the conviction, the truth, and then what comes out of that is a new life. We get the new life in Jesus Christ. We're all new creations once we have accepted Jesus Christ into our life and the Holy Spirit comes to live within us. And in addition to that new life, when we give our lives to Jesus Christ and trust in him as our Savior and Lord, Lord meaning that word there meaning master, the Spirit renews our soul and brings us that new life that God has planned for us. In that, we receive joy and peace, and we have a new direction in our lives because the Spirit of God has imparted to us this new life that we just received. The Bible also teaches that the Holy Spirit produces fruit in our lives. Very important. Used to wonder what that was all about, producing fruit. Used to think about literal fruit that you might see growing on a tree or something like that, but it really has to do with this. It says that the Bible teaches us that he produces fruit. It's a part of our thoughts, our behavior, our words, our actions, our motives. That's the fruit that gets produced by the Holy Spirit living in us. We reflect the Spirit's fruit. And that the fruit of the Spirit, as you have likely read in Galatians chapter 5, it's the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and here's an important one, self-control. Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot to get from God. Well, God has a lot to give, and that's a blessing for us all to be able to receive, right? But with that Spirit living in us, we get those things. We can have the love and joy and peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and that self-control. That's not always easy. It almost sounds contradictory with respect as he allows us to have self-control. But without him, it's tough to have self-control, right? So anyway, but the fruit of the Spirit comes to us as we yield to that Spirit. I know that oftentimes, even as a Christian, I don't always yield to that Spirit. I feel the Spirit of God moving in me in a certain direction, and I may in my flesh feel uncomfortable with the situation or awkward, and maybe I choose to go my way. So I wish that didn't happen, but I know that the Spirit of God lives in me, and if I yield to that Spirit, then I'm able to experience those things that I really want to experience, which is the fruit of the Spirit, the love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and then the self-control as well. So how yielded is your life today? That's a question for you. You can ask that and answer it yourself. How yielded is your life today to the Holy Spirit? I know that's what I'm going to work on today. I want to yield to that Spirit so I can have all those other things that's the fruit of the Spirit. May God bless you today, and I pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful day in the neighborhood. This is Mr. Rogers signing out.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock.